This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the Investors Bank studio, Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Gio on the Fan across the country on CBS Sports Network. And joining us in studio right now, none other than Vinny from the Jersey Shore, who's got a brand new show, Double Shot of Love with Paulie D. Of course, they brought back Jersey Shore Family Vacation, the Keto Guido, the great Vinny. Vinny, welcome. How are you?
Thank you. Glad to be here.
It's amazing to me the popularity of you guys, because it just doesn't stop, right? So there are some reality shows and some phenomenons that hit on TV where it's like, okay, there it was and then it's gone. You have staying power. Like, your group and you have withstood the test of time when it comes to this reality freak show that is out there. How do you explain that?
I can't explain it. I don't know. We were off the air, you know, for like 6-7 years. And I thought that that was going to be it.
Yeah.
I was like throwing in the towel, looking at other things to do. And then all of a sudden we got the call that they wanted to do it again. And the show came back exactly the same. Nothing changed. Same production company, same way we film. And it was like the highest rated reality show again. So now we get like the old fans that used to watch it. Plus we have new fans. And everyone, it's like watching a car accident. You can't turn away. You know,
we're just but the amazing thing about all of this is that there are a lot of people down there in the Jersey Shore that were insulted by this whole thing. Has that kind of dissipated a little bit, or is that still around?
It definitely did, because we were like, you know, douchebags back in the day, and people didn't like us. First of all, though, the Jersey Shore is where you go to vacation. It's where people from other states and cities go to get a beach house. So we never claimed to be from there. But now that we're older, people like they grew up with us. It's like nostalgic for them. There really is no more hate anymore. And you know, even Mike, the situation, who was the biggest notorious villain, is like just like a fat guy that likes to eat now. So everyone, you know, grew up and they relate to us as adults.
A fat guy that likes to eat. You're the Keto Guido, yes, as you call yourself. You know, the interesting thing for me is I remember we had Snooki in here. We had Paulie D, your partner, on your other show that you do with. And they seem like really genuinely nice people. And they were very, like, engaging and everything. And I never really got – I guess it's part of the show and you guys played into it. Mm-hmm. I never got why they were always – everybody looked at them so negatively. I guess it was just the whole douchebaggery of the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean
– right?
Yeah, I mean, if you didn't watch the show, you could understand why. Right?
I know. I did watch the show. I haven't seen the new one. But I will say that getting to know Mike, the situation, even though he got himself in trouble, and also knowing Paulie D and him wearing my jersey out in Cincinnati for a set that he was doing, I thought that was all pretty cool stuff. I felt like I was, like, pretty hip.
Yeah, well, we are, like, you know, now you're in an age of fame where people go on TV, they want to be famous. Back then, we were just like a young kids. Like, I wanted to be locally famous just to get girls. Like, the reality TV wasn't what it is today, where, you know, it's like everyone has Instagram and everyone has a brand. Back then, we were just a bunch of crazy kids. We didn't even know what the show was going to be. So we still remained those kids. You know, we couldn't change, like, when we're doing an interview. We try, but, and that's what people are seeing now. It's like we grow up, but we're still like the same, just like wild kids that we were back then.
And you were always the most normal. In watching you, I would say this guy is most like my friends, where he is in a place with a bunch of other crazy people, and he sort of dabbles in the craziness a little bit, but stays grounded. I always thought about what you were thinking during the craziest moments of the Jersey Shore. Like, I really got myself into this, and now I can't get out of it. I mean, do you ever think, like, what life would be if you never got yourself involved in this show? And is that something that you would prefer as opposed to being Vinny from the Jersey Shore for the rest of your life?
Well, yeah, the Jersey Shore thing, the Vinny from the Jersey Shore thing, that's something that, you know, you try to get away from and work on because you want to be your own individual person.
Sure.
That's kind of tough, though, because, but whatever, you know, if it pays enough, then I'll be Vinny from Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
But I was actually studying to go to law school right before Jersey Shore. I graduated with a political science degree, and I was taking my LSATs, and all of a sudden I was 21 years old on the show, and it hasn't stopped since. And it's fine. Like, I'm not going to ever say, like, I would trade it. You know, people are like, oh, is it annoying? Would you, you know, because you get recognized and you can't go anywhere and this and that. I'm like, that's like asking, like, a hot girl if it's annoying to be hot. Like, yeah, it could be, but she wouldn't trade it. You know what I mean? It's pretty freaking awesome, too. So, yeah, I like my life. It's fun. And it has its pros and cons, like everything
when
else.
When they asked you guys to kind of come back, was there any trepidation at all by anybody in the cast?
Well, Sammy didn't come back.
Right.
Sammy, you know, she had, like, a bad relationship with Ronnie, and she just chose not to join the show again. Everyone else was ready to go.
Vinny Guadagnino, Vinny from the Jersey Shore.
You got it right.
Yeah, I think so.
Guadagnino,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Guadagnino, yes. With us, and, you know, no one even tries to pronounce your last name.
It's, I know, just I, Vinny G. Or
yeah, right. Vinny from the Jersey Shore.
Yes.
Or the Quito. Keto Guido.
It's funny. I've had like four other shows too, but I just can't get, once you had that big, massive one, it's like you can't get away from it.
Well, that's what people are going to recognize you from.
Like,
that's going to be the deal. And Double Shot of Love, you just had your first episode, a huge success again.
Yep.
It debuted a couple days ago, right? Or last week.
And Thursday, yeah.
Yeah, huge success. Episode two will be coming up Thursday. So, all right, tell us like how this works. So it's, you're looking for love with Paulie D, but how much of this is real and how much of it is just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, are we actually watching you chase to find your wife at this point, or is this just another spinoff to be able to line the pockets?
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I wasn't so optimistic about it. Like, I was single, but I was like, it's just a TV show. I'm just going to go on it and, you know, see what happens. Me and him are living in a house with 20 women, and we're all dating each other, and, like, they're dating the both of us. We're dating all of them. So there's drama. There's catfights. I will say, though, I was surprised, though, because when I got there, I started liking some girls.
Yeah.
You know, so what is going to happen, you'll have to see. Nah, I mean, like, because, again, I wasn't, like, really looking for a relationship. But, you know, I was pleasantly surprised.
So you're telling me at the end of this, you can't spoil it, but at the end of this, maybe you end up with somebody.
Maybe.
Let me ask you this. How did they cast the women?
How did they cast them?
Where did they come from?
Well, okay, so that's a good question because they didn't know. They knew that they were going to be dating a celebrity, mm-hmm. but they didn't know who they were going to be dating. So on the first episode, there's girls in there like, who is it? Where's Zac Efron? Where's The Rock? And I'm sitting back there. I'm like, I'm fucking, oh, excuse me. I'm Vinny from Jersey.
Okay.
We have a bleep.
Yeah, you're good. You're good.
Vinny from Jersey Shore or whatever. Yes. Like, you know, I don't know if they're going to be comparing me to The Rock, but it all worked out.
But were they disappointed or no when you guys came out?
No. I mean, they weren't. But that's really what me and him had to navigate, and what we have to navigate in our real life is like who's in it to talk to us, who really likes us. I bet you there were girls there that didn't know who I was, but then we're like, oh my God, you're like, they would have said that to Flava Flav. You know, they would have said that to anybody. So that's really what we had to determine and eliminate them along the way.
How old are you now?
31.
You're 31
now.
All right.
Time flies.
Yeah, I know.
I was 21 probably last time I was back here.
Yeah. That is incredible. So 31 years old. Now 31 in the New York metro area is sort of like 25 anywhere else. That's the way I look at that.
Yeah.
Because it's just different. You know, 31, I lived in Pittsburgh for 5 years. 31 out there, if you didn't have five kids already, then you'd have to be sent to a shrink, right?
Mm-hmm.
So 31, are you thinking that this is now time to, are you ready to close the party chapter of your life and move on to something serious? Or are you just thinking, I'm going to ride this thing out as long as I can?
I'm all about like what I naturally feel. And I'm not going to lie. Like I used to party like crazy. Now I want to be in bed by like 10 o'clock. I want to go out and I hate drinking regularly now. I like doing it like once in a while. I hate the hangovers, being on the diet, the gym, all that stuff. So I've naturally taken that progression of like slowing down. But I'll admit, like, I'm never going to follow the rules of, like, now I'm at this age, I have to be in a relationship. Right. I'm not, you know, because I'm from Staten Island. That's the way it is as well. You know, right. People reach certain ages. But I just do what I feel naturally. And, you know, I don't know. I'm, like, in the middle right now.
I'm just trying to think, what happens if you and Pauly D fall in love with the same gal? Then what happens?
Yeah. Well, everyone asks us that. Me and Pauly, like, have, like, the ultimate bromance. Like, we never want to fight with each other. So we told each other. We said, listen, like, I'll take her out one day. You take her out the next night. And then, like, whatever happens, happens. We'll kind of let her choose.
Now, you and Pauly have not changed physically in 10 years. It's incredible. It's like
I did. That's why, because people didn't see me when I wasn't filming.
Yeah.
I was, like, around 200 pounds. I was getting, like,
but you still look young, the two of you.
Like, yeah, well, he doesn't. He hasn't aged. He still has the hair, the blowout, and everything. Like, you know, I've taken a little bit of a transformation, then come back to the way I was.
Sure. Out of all the original cast members, who has been the most successful?
Probably Pauly, because you know, he has a DJ career, and he's proved himself to actually be a good DJ, and he's booked every night. I always tell people, if he wasn't good, and it was just like a reality TV stint, like, they wouldn't book him every night. So he's able to have that side career as well as this.
Talking to Vinny Guadagnino, who is here with us. Vinny, Jersey Shore, Double Shot at Love. Of course, Jersey Shore is back, and Double Shot at Love, there'll be a new episode on Thursday, debuted. Big hit again. You guys keep cranking them out. Is one of the questions that the girls ask you that you were dating on Double Shot of Love, how many women have you been with? Because I feel like that would be a question, a girl question to you, because of who you are, reality star, living in a house. Like, this guy's probably, I mean, his number's got to be like Wilt Chamberlain-like.
Your body count?
Yeah.
Nah, I've never been asked that by a woman.
Really?
Nah.
Well, we'll ask it here then.
How much time do we have?
are we over 100?
Oh, yeah.
Are we over 200?
Probably.
Mm. Are we over 500?
Probably.
500.
I don't know. I have no idea. I feel disgusting right now. It's been 10 years. Like, I've had a good time.
I think you've had a really good time.
Are we over 1,000?
To connect with anybody.
1,000?
I don't know.
Could be 1,000.
I could be.
So this is a conversation that doesn't come up with someone who may have a long-term relationship with you that you've been with possibly 1,000 women?
That's a question that guys ask girls. Girls don't ask guys that question.
But in a normal circumstance, because that number could be 7 or 10. You're talking about over.
I've never been judged on that, you know.
Wow.
I'm judging you right here.
I don't know if it's been 1,000, but it's
up there.
Yeah, it's up there.
It's up there. I mean, I'm trying to think. So in the last 10 years,
we're talking averages now.
Yeah, we're talking averages.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta understand. So I've done these club appearances when I was on the show. So like 3 nights a week, you're in a different city, traveling around the country.
Getting around a little bit.
Things happen.
Yeah,
but I've slowed down a lot. Like now, like I'm going back to my room. I want to watch Netflix. I want to just chill. I don't want to be in bed with somebody if I don't want to wake up to them the next day and like talk to them.
Sure. This is how I know this thing didn't end in a relationship, because you would have not, if you were with someone you really loved, right? You would have not said that you were maybe with 1,000 women.
Why? Maybe she asked it. Maybe I met somebody that accepts me. And that's exactly what I need. That's what that social experiment is for.
That woman would have to be, you marry her the next day. You marry her tomorrow.
What are you going to lie? I'm Vinny from Jersey Shore. They know that I've been around.
I understand.
I think they could safely assume that he's been around.
But yeah, I get it. But I mean, around could be 250. We're talking 1,000.
It's amazing. We're sitting here.
I don't know if it's 1,000. Let's go back.
All right. Whatever. But I think we're kind of sitting here. We're almost ready to like give him a gold medal or something. Now the unfortunate thing is that if you were female and you were sitting here and we were talking about this, the whole thing would be different, which
that
is unfortunate.
But
this is the world we live in.
Yes.
And this is the world that you've chosen to live in.
Now, you're doing Chippendales now, too? Oh, my God.
Speaking of, we're going to hit
2,000.
Speaking of horny women, I'm doing Chippendales, which is like a celebrity guest hosting role. I'm not like a stripper.
Okay.
You know, I will kind of own it and probably take my shirt off at some point. But I'm going to be doing a residency in Vegas for a month where you live there, you do like 3 shows a week, and it's just Do you ever? I'm like, you ever been to a Chippendales show?
Sorry, no, I haven't.
It's crazy. It's crazy. The women are there to have a good time and party, and it's like a really fun environment.
Now you're gonna film this too, or no?
It might make an appearance on one of the shows that I do, but it's not meant for that. It's just like my own thing that I'm doing.
So do you ever think about, you know, the future has been kind to you guys. There's no doubt about it. You were gone for, you know, 6 years, but you came back and there's been other iterations of the show. Where do you think now, 10 years from now, the cast is going to be, where you're going to be? There's a guy I met, lives locally. He's on a Bravo show. And I talked to him the other day, and he's like, man, he's like, I know I'm not going to be cast again on something else. I got to figure out what I have to do. But your staying power, do you think 10 years down the road about what your career is going to be?
I mean, you never know. After what happened to us this 10 years, like, it went by like that. So, you know, I remember when I was 21, I'm like, 10 years.
Right.
You know, now here I am. So I could be having the same conversation 10 years from now and, you know, still doing some version of one of those shows or something. I mean, I always say this, though, like, being in this industry on all these shows for 10 years, you would hope that you find some kind of niche. Like, I'm a host. I like to host. That's why I'm doing the Chippendales, and I host things for MTV all the time. Hopefully, I'm hosting something. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, I have just, like, a nice little gig. It doesn't have to be partying on the Jersey Shore at 41 years old.
Right, or doing Chippendales shows.
Yeah, where the paycheck's coming
from. That's true,
right?
Though. That's true. So I don't even know.
You're a smart guy. You know that. I mean, come on. I mean, any chance you would not go back to law school or any of that stuff, would you?
I've thought about it in the off years, and I just saw Kim Kardashian wants to go to law school.
It's an inspiration for you.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's true. It's just too much work, and like, I know I'm not going to sit there and read for like a year of my life, so it's probably not happening. This.
Any residuals from the original Jersey Shore? No,
not really.
Not really. So they don't recast
you that original.
No one
contract.
Really gets residuals, though. Like, I think the creators and owners of shows like Larry David or like Seinfeld, but not. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
they probably took
advantage of you.
A lot of actors do get residuals. Yeah. I get residuals.
Yeah,
yeah,
I get residuals too for like 1 cent. Like if I did like an act, like a union thing.
Yes, exactly.
But reality shows aren't union.
No, okay. Did you guys get taken advantage of early on though, because they didn't know how popular the show was going to be, and then you felt like okay?
Well, the first season we did for zero money, for free, for nothing.
Well, you laid the foundation, which was great. So let me ask you this, and people probably don't realize your biggest appearance fee for one night was what?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I don't really get like.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't really get like.
How do you not know?
No, I'm saying like, I don't. I mean,
I got $1,500 once to show up at a Home Depot. I remember that.
I'd add a couple zeros, but.
You're nothing but a hooah.
Nah, I don't, it's like. Yeah, I don't know.
50 grand?
No, I haven't made that
grand,
much.
Nothing like that?
No. 20. Maybe Paulie.
Paulie probably.
Yeah, I'd be like more in the 20 range for just like an appearance. But then like, there's also like TV gigs you do, but just like showing up somewhere, it would probably be around like the 20-30 thing as the top.
Not a bad thing.
I don't do that every night though.
How are you with social media? Like, do you pay attention to stuff? Because you're a guy who's somewhat tame, but there's still going to be people that are all over you constantly with stuff. Do you pay attention to social media stuff?
Yeah, no, I'm big on it. I have like my page, and I have the Keto Guido page.
Right.
It's its own separate thing because like I show my food there and stuff. That has like 700,000 followers on its own.
Jeez.
Just people interested in the diet.
Right.
Then I have Twitter, and then I have Instagram. But I do it. I just, you know, I don't really, I do it for work and I show myself. But I'm not like I'm not like a big social media. I don't know what I can say on this. WHOR. Can I say that word?
Yeah, you can say whore. Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
yeah. I'm not like a huge social media whore.
There
like I'm kind of low key about it.
Very good. It's liberating, right?
I'm like spelling it like it's even better.
Right, as long as you didn't spell the other word
said,
exactly. We're okay. All right, Vinny, thanks for being here, man. Best of luck with Double Shot of Love.
Thanks, guys.
Keto Guido, all that great stuff.
They got me sweating over here.
Guadagnino. There we go.
Yeah, and Chippendales, too, by the way.
Right,
yes.
Chippendales.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Very good. There's Vinny. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.